It's a joy for us to welcome Russum and Nahida Mori. And if you haven't met them, they're a lovely Syrian couple who love the Lord and have a heart to see people come to Christ, especially their Syrian folks. They live in Edmonton. They are our missionaries to Edmonton. Amen. Amen. Most of us only see Edmonton as a shopping place. These folks see it as a mission field. So come ahead, brother, sister. Are you just you're coming, Russum? Yeah, come ahead, Nahida. Now, you will hear right away they have an accent. So you have to listen carefully. Praise the Lord. So, Father God, as we take these moments now to hear our brother and sister and their heart for you, for the Word of God, and for, Lord, Syrians and, Lord, people who still do not know Christ, I pray, Lord, you'd knit our hearts together with them again. For, Lord God, you'd be glorified in this. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, brother. I appreciate it. Okay. Can you hear me? Okay. Good morning. Marhaba. Nobody. The same. Every single year. Okay. Marhaba means in our own language, Syriac language, God is love. Thank you so much, Pastor Ken. Thank you so much, Brother Kevin. Thank you so much, Church, Body of Christ. We appreciate your prayers and your financial support over this year. Thank you so much for being part of our ministry here in Edmonton. I have to look. There's no okay screen. Can I move the?
I'll get it for you here.
Oh, sorry. Okay. Thank you so much. Brother and sister, my sharing today divided to two parts. From the first part, from living God, the second part from our ministry. So I would like to introduce ourselves. Maybe most of you knew us. Nahida and I, we started our ministry in Syria after we got married, 1991. So we have been for 32 years. We work as engineer in Syria, petroleum and civil engineer, Nahida. So then after 10 years, we moved to Lebanon. We work with Frontiers in the beginning. Then all the team or staff kicked out because of preaching or evangelism. So we decided to continue in Lebanon, Nahida and I. Then 2006, we joined to Navigators of Middle East. 2011, the war started in our country, Syria. So we decided to go every month from Lebanon to Syria, and you know the danger between border, Lebanese and Syrian. And God gave us to establish a new group or house church in Syria at this time. So I can explain later about our ministry there. But we are so proud. Many people came with us at these difficult times. Many people decided to risk and to pass the border to come from Lebanon to Syria to help our people there. So until 2016, God opened the door to come to Canada and to establish here another ministry. So as navigators, we focus on discipleship and evangelism. So we thank God. Now God gave us a group here, and we are so proud to encourage you. And I'm so glad to see new faces here from youth. I love the church growing by faith first and by number of youth. I respect elders like us, like others, but when I look at youth, these people who will take the gospel to others and to share God's love with others. Sorry, I have a remote here. Okay. Here is our son, Tony, and we thank God, Tony. First, he followed Jesus, and now Tony follows his parents. But Tony has different languages, more than us. So Tony, he started to minister among Muslims background, and he has a lot of friends from Libya, from Palestine, and all time he tried to call me, Dad, I have a question. Maybe sometimes 12 or 11, 11:30 p.m. Dad, I'm here alone. I try to get an answer for this question because my friend, he has a question I didn't know about this verse. Can you explain to me? I said, 11:30, Tony? 11:30? He said, yes, because Jesus now, he didn't know any time. We have to talk. And all time, you as mom and you ask us that maybe the chance come just once. I said, okay, thank you so much, Tony. So this is our family, Angel and Majd. Now we have grandsons, Emmanuel and Lucas. And Majd, he's a manager of Bible Society for Saskatchewan, Manitoba, and Alberta. We thank God for, all of our, a member of our family, serve our God. He's worthy. So today I would like, maybe it's very familiar or so familiar, this verses from Matthew chapter 4, 11 and 20. So I would like to share with you a little bit. And by this verse or verses, I would like to challenge myself and you, elders, adult, teenagers, by this paragraph. Matthew chapter 4 say, then he said to them, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. They immediately left their nets and follow him. Amen. Brother and sister, I would like to share with you about this this verses by my own expression. So one day, as Jesus was walking along the shore of the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon, also called Peter, and Andrew, throwing a net into the water for the fish. They fished for a living. Jesus called out to them, come, follow me, and I will show you how to be fishers of men. And they let their nets at once and followed him. Simon and Andrew probably thought this was where they were supposed to be in life. Nahida and I, we never think one day we will be missionary. But what happened? They, apostles, they probably thought this was what they were meant to do for a living. That maybe they reached their potential and this was all they would do and be in life. However, Jesus comes along with an offer they couldn't refuse. And that's what happened with us. We couldn't refuse his calling. He tells them to follow me. He told Nahida and Rasim, and every one here maybe can listen carefully to his voice today. He tells them to follow me, and I'll make you fishers of men. In other words, you think what you are doing now is good, but if you follow me, I can show you great things. They were content catching fish. Jesus called them to change lives. Listen carefully, please. There are levels in our lives that God wants to take us to. Levels that include amazing opportunities and blessings. Levels that include helping others and having a positive impact in a negative world. Simon and Andrew would not have tapped into the greatness of God if they weren't willing to follow Jesus. Jesus is telling us today that he can do great things in our lives. And he takes us to highest that we never imagined. And that's what happened in our lives. Why we are here in Canada, I don't know. But he knows. He knows we are here to glorify his name. If we are willing to follow him, if we are willing to leave our nets and follow him, he's able to do exceedingly abundantly more than we should ever ask for thing, according to the power that lies in us. Today, I would like to share with you about, I like this, moth or slugger. For a long time, you know, the sign or mark of disciples or followers of Jesus, do you know what was it? Fish. Fish. Why fish? Fish, if we go back to Greek or the mother language of the apostles, we can see what does it mean. It means Jesus Christ, Son of God, Savior. So, Christos, Jesus Christos, Theos, Iso, Isitri. I forgot Greek. By the way, I studied theology in Lebanon. So, that's what does it mean. I would like to challenge ourselves here with this. Who is called to be fishers of men? Maybe Pastor Ken, maybe Brother Kevin only. No, all of us. All of us. Everyone mean believer who can hear or listen his voice, follow me. Do you remember John? John 10:27. Jesus said, my sheep listen to my voice. I know them and they follow me. Who? Everybody he can, or everyone believer he can listen to his voice. Everyone who can learn from him and obey his command. Same. John 15:14. You are my friend if you do what I command you. Third, everyone who is flexible to be formed by his hand. Acts 9:6. You know this story very well, when Jesus met with Paul on Damascus Road. road. So he, trembling and he astonished, said, "Lord, what do you want to do?" And that shout, Nahida and I, we cried, we shouted maybe 30 years ago, "What do you want to do?" Where should we fish? Maybe here in this church. Yeah. We have some here. And we thank God for people who come here and listen to the word of God here. Where? Some people think just inside the church there's fish. In fact, there's no specific place. Let the Holy Spirit lead you. It could be at your job. It could be at a bus station. I'll explain about how we can talk with people later. Remember that Jesus took the advantages to preach the Samaritan woman at Jacob's well. John 4, chapter 4, the story of this. And Apostle Paul with jailer of Philippians, you know the story. And he came to Christ by this way. So everywhere. Here is a chair of Nahida's father. I would like to share with you a short story about Nahida's father. Nahida's father, he was an officer in Syria, and he get tired. And he said, "Lord, I want to glorify your name. I'm now about 55 something." And God gave him this way to put a chair in front of his house. And every morning at maybe 5 o'clock, he usually wakes up and asks, "Jesus, I want to glorify your name. Give me a fish today. I need a fish today." One day, someone came, passed by his house, and he looked, he put a table like this table, and he put a cup of coffee here and cup of coffee here. He makes sure someone will come because Jesus promised him to give him a fish today. One day, an imam came and he asked him, "Where can I find a house?" He was looking for a house there. And Nahida's father, my uncle said, "Ah, here, God brought you to me today. Please have coffee with me." He said, "No, I'm in a rush. I want to go to my job." He said, No. Come here. God brought you." He shared with him the gospel for 3 hours. Wow. 3 hours. I don't know how many coffee cups he took. Then this man, he became believers. Wow. And I can share with you about it. Now this man, all his family came to Christ. And 2 years ago, we baptized some of them. Praise the Lord. My uncle didn't go to theology college, didn't go to any seminar, didn't go to any academic teaching, but he has the Holy Spirit. Praise God. I want to encourage you by this story. So I'd like to share about our ministry. Praise God, this year God gave us, as you know, we have a house church. We started this ministry when we arrived here to Canada, 2016. Among Arabic speakers, we have some people besides Syrian. We have from Egypt. We have now from other countries. So we usually, every week, we have a meeting online. This year, two group, two people or three people joined to our group. One of them, lady, came from Toronto. She's a doctor, physician. She's working at Alexandra Hospital. She got a job, but her children still live in Toronto. She joined to our group. And another couple came from Saudi Arabia, also doctors. Praise God, most of our group doctors, physician. Praise God. We need to be physician to save the spirit, not the body in the future. Praise God. Here online, this meeting, and every month we have meeting, come together as a group down. And 2 years ago, we baptized a Syrian family who came to Christ, and they were our disciples in Lebanon, here some river in Canada. So this year, or maybe next month, we have a new baptism to a couple. We can see them later. Yeah, praise God. Okay. And here, if you can see here, the couple in red T-shirt, Yamin and his wife, he's a doctor, and his wife, they are going to get baptized next month. Praise God. We have a plan. It's not secret. Every summer, we try to go to park and to share the gospel with Muslims. So please, we try to do it every single year. And now we have a new people from Canadian, from other churches, who said we are willing. Please, we are ready. We want to go and to share the gospel in the park here. This is Canada. It's free. Yeah. We were doing in Syria, in Lebanon. Yeah. So how about Canada? Yes, right. Go, share people. Yeah, nobody will. For Muslim, if you say, I want to pray for you, nobody will prevent you. They respect you because you pray, at least. He considers same God. We don't think same God. But at least they can pray with you. So we thank God for Tony. He started a ministry with youth at our house. We have four or five right now, three Syrian and one Lebanese. Every Sunday we have meeting. He is very encouraged, Tony, to go and to share people. Even at his job, he's working as a personal trainer. This is announcement, if anybody needs. Yeah, he has good muscles, more than me. So, and from time to time, some churches invite us to share how to reach out to friends, to people who really love them because they need Jesus. So here we have two groups. Now our ministry, we still have part of our heart to go back to Syria and Lebanon. You know, 2 years ago, we have been there in Syria for special issues, for implanting my teeth, because I'm getting older and older. Here it's difficult. So this is, it was my city, home city. Look what the war happened in this city. So left here, this home city. Home city, I think 90% of this city, the population around, like Edmonton, 1 million something. But 90% of this church has destroyed, 90%. So here some churches, traditional churches, ISIS, when they attacked Syria, they tried to remove everything that mentioned they were Christian here in this area. Even cross. The first target or goal to destroy the cross. I don't know why Satan doesn't like the cross. Here, a big church in this area, because we have two ministry in Syria, in Homs city and Wadi al-Nasara, Christian Valley, who gathered most of Christian from other cities came during the war to this area. Here, big church, Orthodox, I think Orthodox church. Beside this building, we have a big university. Nahida and I, we have plan, and we still working on a couple in Syria right now to equip them to go and to share the gospel with 7,000 students in this area. 7,000 students. They came from Islamic countries, from Jordan, Palestine, even from Iran, besides some eternal cities in Syria. So this part of our plan this summer. This summer we are going to Lebanon to spend time with our team, Navigators team, for 10 days, then move to Syria to spend 6 weeks to empower our team in Syria. So this our team in Syria here, here on right hand. And we thank God we have different ages. We have teenager, we have adult, we have elder. And this our team in Lebanon as well. Here, Sister Lena. Sister Lena, friend of Nahida, she was in our church in Syria. We spent time together. Now she has wonderful, amazing ministry among people who fled from others' city. Yeah, she has a student or disciples from different denomination, from Orthodox, Catholic, and she's very excited to go and to share the gospel with them. So Lena, part of our team in Homs. This is the family. Do you remember the imam? Here is the imam, the elder. And here he has four daughters. He has Ali here in beside Nahida, and most of them are believers. This man came by Nahida, Nahida's father, by this chair. So, and we baptized them, Imad, Nisreen, and his and her daughters as well. Part of our ministry as well to come alongside with traditional churches, because the first persecution or the first people who persecute us, Orthodox Church and Catholic Church, not Muslims. So God opened the door this year. This man, he's a priest, he's Latin Catholic Church. He has big church in Syria. Nahida and I, we were praying maybe 2 or 3 days. Then suddenly, I tried to send a message to him last month, I think. And he said, "Oh, I remember you, Brother Rasim. Okay, are you coming to Syria this year?" We said, "Yes." And I shared with him, we prayed for a long time. "Do you mind to come to your church and share the living God, the living word?" He said, "You know, brother, you are evangelical. You came from evangelical church. It's difficult. My church is Catholic." I said, "Believe me, I will not speak about evangelical doctor. doctrine. I will speak about Jesus. Then he suddenly said, "Oh, brother, we have camps for youth in Latakia. Latakia, it's far away from home city, three hours by car. And do you mind to come to join us?" I said, "Yes, yes," without any hesitate or so. "Yes, yes." "When?" He said, "In July, we have 3 days, just it's camp, it's outside." I said, "No problem, no problem." And he said, "What do you want to share about?" I said, "Just let the Holy Spirit." "Do you believe in the Holy Spirit?" He said, "Yes, I believe." I said, "Yeah, let the Holy Spirit." But he said, "3 days, brother, three days. Do you have a subject or specific subject?" I said, "No, let the Holy Spirit lead us." And he said, you're welcome. You're welcome. Praise God. So part of our ministry to help people, brother and sister, I know the situation is difficult. It's worse and worse in Syria. I know people every day, they just try to maybe to get water or clean water or something like that. We were there. It's difficult. Nahida and I, we spent maybe 24 days without water. You have to buy water. You have to buy everything. You have to buy it in black bazaar or something. So we try to bring some food, not to give to them, but try to cook with them. For example, this couple, we try to bring some chicken, rice, something, and maybe to cook, they need at least 3 hours. And God opens the door to share with them about Jesus. So, praise God, I know. Brother and sister, here is our prayer request. Please pray for us. Pray for our team here to go and to share others. We thank God for our team. They started at job, for example. Dr. Yamin, he has ministry at his clinic with his co-worker. He started to talk with her about Jesus, and she accepted Jesus. Now they have a Bible study. So our vision, our ministry focus on discipleship, equip people to go and to share the gospel with others. It's not to bring people come together just to be a number. We want to send them to be fishers of men. And second, pray that our God will meet our needs for both, for our ministry in Canada, and please, that's maybe a special request. Pray for us, Nahid and I. We don't have network here because, you know, we have been here just for 7 years, and we try to be a full-time ministry. Right now, it's difficult. It's a big challenge, but not for Jesus who bring us here. He brought us here. So for our ministry in Canada and our short-term mission trip this summer to Syria and Lebanon to improve and encourage Navigator's team and open another areas for ministry as pioneer in Syria, according to his glorious riches in Christ. And this the link of if you want to access our. I would like to thank Brother Ken, Brother Kevin, and all of you for your listening, for your love to see some people like us who came from country that it still suffering or people suffering how to live, how to get food, daily food, how to get clean water. So please pray for people in Syria. Thank you so much, and God bless you.